ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
We threw it out there this morning. We wanted to talk to someone who is one of or had identical triplets, because we hear of identical twins all the time, but identical triplets is super ridiculously rare. And producer Brooke has actually found a lady by the name of Gina Judney who's on the line with us right now. How are you, Gina?
Tired.
We're chatting to Gina all the way over in the UK. Tell us, Gina, when did you realise there was something not quite typical about your pregnancy?
So pretty early on, actually, said to my husband, I think I'm having twins, but I didn't tell anyone else because with COVID and we weren't really seeing anyone anyway, I thought I'd be traditional and keep it a bit of a secret until we'd had the first scan. And then at the scan appointment, the sonographer straight away said, oh my gosh, you're having twins. So I was like a little bit shocked. I was a bit spooked out because I thought, oh my gosh, I had a feeling. But then after about 15, 20 minutes, she goes round the corner of my belly and my husband says, is that a third head? And everyone, honestly, you could hear a pin drop in the room.
Wow.
The sonographer got really excited. She was like, oh my God, 26 years I've been scanning and I've never found triplets. I was like, stop right there. Don't find any more.
That thing off me now.
Yeah.
So finding triplets is pretty rare, but identical triplets, which means one egg has divided into three babies. Yeah. That is so rare.
Yeah. And what's even more rare is that they were all sharing a single placenta as well. So with identicals, they can have their own placenta, which obviously is a lot better for them because that placenta is their lifeline. But with mine, they were all sharing that same one. So, yeah, it was a complete roller coaster.
You ended up having three little baby boys, and I find it kind of ironic that literally fighting from the moment they were brought into this world for the one placenta, because there's going to be lots of fighting in your house over the years. But let's talk about their birth, because this is crazy. Yeah. In the operating room, there was 30 people. Each of the boys had their own neonatal team. Obviously, they were delivered via C-section. I mean, it was almost like a show. 30 people.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of the relaxing kind of environment you want in a birthing suite.
Oh, my God, yeah. And they were supposed to be a planned C-section at 33 weeks. They wouldn't let me go any more than that. But then I ended up going into labour naturally at 31 weeks plus 3 days.
Oh, wow.
And then when I got to the hospital, they were my waters broke and they were kind of hoping that they'd just stay in there for a bit longer. But then very, very quickly, contractions started and they had to rush them out because one of the triplets, triplet two, Jensen, he started getting really distressed. So it was very much an emergency. They got them out in 1 minute. 52 seconds.
Wow.
And they were all born at exactly the same time, which is super duper rare. Again, when we went to go and register their birth, they were asking what time they were all born. And we were like, 3:52 a.m. And they were like, yeah. And then triplet two, I was like, 3:52
a.m.
But that's a great thing.
And they were like, no. They were like, we can't actually put that down on the computer. The computer says no. It won't let us. They were like, how many seconds? I was like, well, I don't know. They didn't clock the seconds. It's just the minutes.
I know twins that fight over who's older, so who's wiser. So it's great that your triplets won't have those arguments because they're all born at the exact same time. They can't have anything over the next.
And you, first question we asked was, how are you? And you said, tired. And I 100% sympathise with that.
Yeah.
Gina, you're a remarkable woman with an incredible story. Good luck to Jimmy, Jensen and Jackson. Good luck to you and your husband. Yeah. And thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you. That's all right. I'm happy to share.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.